Healing Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Welcome to Healing Light. Thanks so much for everybody who is here listening with us today, and for those who listen to us on our archives. You know, we can't do this without you, and we just really want you to know how much we love and appreciate you for being here for us, because that makes such a huge difference in my life as well. Now, this week, I had something really and truly amazing happen. Something that I never, ever dreamed possible. And that was that my Facebook page, Healing Light, hit over 2 million people. You know, this is huge for me because I'm not promoted. I don't have a marketing team. I don't have all of this. I am just one person here working out of her home in a ranch in a rural part of Texas. And I've been able to do this work and have been so blessed to be able to reach out and to help others. So this is one of the things that I am extremely grateful for this week. So today we're going to talk about gratitude, you know, because during this time of the year, everybody's, you know, it's Thanksgiving in the U.S. and everybody is thinking, you know, oh, we're grateful for this and we're grateful for that. But actually, we need to show gratitude all the time. And so that's what we want to talk about today. Now, I do want to wish everybody a very happy, safe, and joyous Thanksgiving for tomorrow. And we hope and pray that your holiday is wonderful and that you're able to spend time with those that you really love, appreciate, and respect during this special time. You know, since we are coming up on Thanksgiving, I really wanted to be able to talk a little bit about one of my favorite topics, and that is gratitude. Now, I'm of the belief that no matter what's going on in your world, in your life, there is always something to be grateful for. Now, that doesn't mean that my head's in the sand, and it doesn't mean that I'm running around with, you know, rose-colored glasses all the time. Things happen. Bad things happen. And sometimes bad things happen to wonderful, beautiful, and loving people. And that is sad. You know, it really is. And it hurts me on a personal level because I am an empath. So it really gets me on a, you know, many different levels. But I still try to find something positive, even in those situations. Because you can. And there's usually a wonderful message or a lesson to learn when we're dealing with this. And so I feel that it's really important to look at things from a positive standpoint. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you have to wait and get perspective, and it may take weeks, months, or even years to get perspective. But, you know, it'll come. You will get it. And then at that moment, when you change your perspective and you find the positive, even in a horrible situation, then you are able to put it behind you, to learn, to grow, and you've expanded. You know, you really have, because then the situation actually is a little bit less of a tragedy, because we have learned the lesson that accompanied it. And I always feel that nothing is bad or wrong unless we don't learn the lesson that comes with it. Now, every morning when I wake up, I always thank God, my angels, my guides, anyone who is with me, for the opportunity to start a new day filled with opportunities to be able to assist, bless, and help others. Now, sometimes I do honestly wake up with the thought like, oh my God, what time is it? But you know, once I get past that, I try to go into the gratitude thing. Now, when I go to bed, I'm also doing a prayer, thanking God, angels, guides, ascended masters, you know, everybody, for all of the wonderful blessings in my life. Now, I do go through a lot of specific things. And then I do general things, you know, home, family, friends, my four-legged family. They're very important to me. But, you know, it's important to really be grateful for every aspect of your life. And I've learned that you never quite realize how many things there are in your life that are wonderful until you try doing this. You know, I mean, it's so simple. But, you know, I have a challenge for you, and I do this challenge occasionally on Facebook for others. And this is, it's very simple, but you got to keep up with it. On a calendar or journal, notepad, I don't know, envelopes, whatever. Every day, write down 2 to 3 things that you're grateful for. I try to go for 5, but sometimes I do start, you know, running out of ideas and thoughts. But do this every day and do not repeat the same thing twice. Now, don't cheat and reword stuff either, okay? Because saying I'm grateful for my home today, and then tomorrow you say I'm grateful for my house, that's the same thing, okay? So once you do it, let's move on to something else. Go for something completely different every single day. And then, you know, a calendar's great if you've got plenty of space. And then at the end of the month, look at it and see how truly blessed you are. I mean, if nothing else, it is going to open your eyes wide open to see all these different things that you are blessed with. And, you know, I've done this on my Facebook page. And, you know, I would do it for 30 days, didn't repeat anything, didn't get creative and, you know, do wordsmithing or anything like that. But if you do this, it's going to make huge results in your life and in your attitude. What's going to happen is that you're going to be a lot more positive, and you're not only going to appreciate more, but you're going to start receiving a lot more. You know, and that brings us to the other side of gratitude, because when we're grateful for things that we have in our lives and we express that gratitude, thanks to the law of attraction, we're going to bring in even more wonderful things because it helps to open the floodgates to new opportunities and for new people to come into our lives. Now, of course, the catch-22 is we need to be grateful and we need to be open to receiving. But if we do that, magical things happen. And that's what life is supposed to be about, is experiencing the magic and joy in human form. Now, the basic of tonight's talk is my book called Manifesting the Life You Desire. And I wrote this book to help you find the things that are most important in your life and how to make all of that part of your divine plan and working with the laws of attraction. So this book is, you know, part, I guess, kind of a textbook and part workbook, because there's areas where you can help yourself and you know, really start thinking about those things that bring joy into your life. Because that's the key to your soul path and your soul purpose, is find those things that you're most passionate about and then start doing it. I mean, how easy is that? Now, I know you're saying, well, okay, but I have to make a living too. Yes, you do. Absolutely. We all have to make a living, and we all deserve to be compensated for our time, our energy, and our efforts. But you know, there are so many ways that you can actually make this happen. But it's important to think outside of the box. You know, you need to be a little bit creative with it, and then you will find ways to actually turn your passions into a way to bring in money and to have your income. And, you know, when you go, follow your path, and you really stay on course, and of course you have that continuous connection with the universe will make it happen. They will support you. And, you know, the angels tell us, if we take just one or two steps towards achieving our purpose, the universe, spirit, God will all meet you halfway. So that's what we need to do. Now, if you're interested in finding the book, you can get it on Amazon. It's called Manifesting the Life You Desire, or you can find it just by going on Amazon and just searching for my name, which is Terry Van Horn. Either way, it'll get you to the book. And you can also find it on my website at healinglightonline.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about focusing on your potential. So we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgemere, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Gratitude makes such a huge difference in our life. You know, because when we focus on it, it starts changing everything. It changes all of the energy around us. But what do we have to do to really make these things happen? Well, one thing is to focus on our potential. You know, our ability to be able to focus and turn our intention inward is one of our most important gifts because, thankfully, we all have it. And it gives us the opportunity to turn our mind inwards so that we can connect with Spirit and get that information and those messages as to the direction that we need to go, the course that we need to run. But, you know, when we do this, it really helps to supercharge everything that we're doing. And that even includes gratitude. Now, when we really focus and go within, you know, it's changing our train of thought. It's helping us so that we can get away from some of the chaos and to just go within and to listen. Yeah, this is a beautiful and wonderful gift because it can help us out in so, so many different ways. It also helps change our perception of reality. You know, because those things that we pay attention to or focus on, that is our reality. Doesn't matter what it is, but that's it. You know, the things that we ignore really fade in significance no matter how important they are. It's what you're focusing on that you're giving all of your energy and efforts towards. And so that turns into the number one primo thing in your life. We have a choice to focus on whatever we want. You know, we can focus on our gifts, our talents, our home, community, friends, family, you know, whatever. Now, a lot of this is unconscious, but, you know, it happens. Then what happens is we just kind of go along our day. We're focusing all these different things subconsciously. And a lot of times we're just on autopilot. We don't even remember every single thing that we've done or experienced. But those things that we've focused on, those are the things that will come to mind and you'll remember. You know, sometimes people say, well, I can't remember what I did last week. Well, it wasn't one of those things that was important to you. It didn't have your full focus and your attention. But when you were 5 years old and you got that red tricycle, now you were focused on that and you remember the exact moment that happened. So, you know, that's kind of where we are with our focus. And we need to really pay attention to it. Now, someone told me one time that reality was 95% perception. And I thought he was crazy when he said that. But you know, as I have grown and expanded, I have learned that this is the truth. Okay? Those things that we focus on and pay attention to, those are the things that make our reality. And it's not necessarily what our reality really is. Now think about that. You know, we can think that our life is horrible. You know, we can think that our living situation is horrible. The economy is horrible. Everything is horrible. And you know what? You're going to attract more horrible into your life. But someone else can come into that same situation, the exact same situation. Just step into your shoes and they can be grateful for things. They can be grateful for the living arrangements, the, you know, the economy, everything that goes on in your life that you think is so horrible. Somebody else can come in there and think it's fabulous. And they will receive fabulous while you receive horrible. So when you think about things and look at it from that perspective, you know, you're going right in to the law of attraction. The things you focus most on are the things that you're going to get back. And that's the key to creating and manifesting our dreams. Our reality is based on those things that we focus on. And so by mastering and controlling our attention, that gives us the freedom to be able to choose what happens in our lives. We can choose to focus on the outside world and allow it to influence our thoughts and our actions. Or we can focus within and listen to our truest and highest self. Now, that doesn't mean that in my world, it's all about me and what I want and what I'm doing and how I think and feel. That's not what I'm talking about. Believe me, there are plenty of people out there that have that concept down really well. No, what I'm talking about is connecting with spirit and listening to your higher self and accessing that information. That is the choice. You know, there are millions of things that are happening around the globe all the time. And some things are just absolutely horrific. But, you know, the only things that are actually real are the ones that we're focusing on or that we can relate to. You know, there are horrible things happening in Africa. And, you know, girls and women are being attacked and tortured. But when you're kicking back in the U.S. or in Australia or even in the U.K., you're not seeing this. You're not experiencing this. So even though it's real and it's happening, it's not real to us. We don't even think about it. But that is the whole perception. You know, that's the whole thing. Reality is 95% perception. It's what we perceive. So we need to learn how to control our focus. The more we control our attention, then the more we're able to attract only the things in our lives that we really want. Now, think about that. Does that mean that if I don't give attention to the negative things in my life, that they're not going to happen? You know, eventually, yes. If we let go of the negativity, then we can change things and attract more positive stuff. It's that easy. You know, in one of my great, you know, experiences that I have out here, living out in the country, is that I get to do these things and approach these things with animals because animals are so transparent. And, you know, it never fails. If you go out into the pasture and you've got an attitude, say you just got off the phone with somebody who was a complete jerk and you've got an attitude and you walk out there and you try to get a horse to do something for you, that horse is going to look at you and then turn around and walk away. Because they feel the energy. They see the aura. And they don't want anything of, you know, they don't want your stuff. Basically, they don't want to deal with it. And it's so funny because you can have one person go out with all of this stuff and baggage and, you know, all of this anger or aggression, you know, these negative feelings. And that horse will not cooperate for them at all. But you let somebody else walk out there who doesn't have all of that, and that horse will do exactly what they ask them to do. Now, is the horse being a jerk? No, the horse is being smart because he's avoiding this, you know, emotional trauma, this emotional storm. Who wants to get next to that? So think about it. Think about what you're bringing around you and what other people are bringing around you. Now, another great analogy is like a water faucet out in your garden. You know, you open it and you see this endless stream of water flowing everywhere. You connect it to a hose, and now you can direct the flow of water anywhere you want. You know, you can water your roses, you can water your herbs, you can water your vegetables. You can do whatever you need to with it. But what if it has all these holes in it? You know, if your water hose has a bunch of holes and cracks in it everywhere, then, you know, the water is going to go all over the place and your plants aren't going to get a whole lot. Now, the water in this analogy is your attention and, you know, the full attention that you have in life. And whenever you look at that hose and it's leaking everywhere and the water's missing the rose bushes entirely, but they're flowing everywhere else to nourish the weeds and the dormant, then you need to realize that there's not enough water for the rose bush. So what does that really mean? You know, what's up with that analogy? Two things are happening. Number one is that your attention goes somewhere that you'd rather not have it go. And things are happening that you don't want to happen. You know, you're watering the weeds who are now growing rampant. And your attention, number two, is not focused enough to have an effect on what you do want to accomplish. Because now with that water spewing out everywhere because of all the holes in the water hose, you're not feeding your roses. So we need to learn to focus our attention to get the results that we need. Now, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the monkey mind and what to do about it. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Able to focus so that you can manifest. And, you know, gratitude and manifesting are hand in hand. Now, one of the things that we all end up with is a disease called monkey mind. That is where our mind is jumping around to 1,000 different topics and is basically wreaking havoc. You know, when we let that happen, then we can't focus on anything. And it used to be that whenever I would sit down to try to do a meditation, I would come up with a huge laundry list of things that I needed to do. That was the best way to come up with the list, was to sit down and try to meditate. But you see, what you need to do is focus on your breath and just get quiet. Now, don't try to force this, because if you try to force it, then it's just going to get worse. Okay? So just let these thoughts relax and float away. You know, these thoughts are important. All right. Okay. Not the grocery list and the things like that. But see, your thoughts are creating your reality, because your thoughts are giving you your perception. So you need to focus on these thoughts, just not when you're trying to meditate. But trying to meditate is a great way to really kind of pay attention to them and see where your thoughts are going. You know, I heard one time that it's like women have over 60,000 thoughts a day, and I believe 95% of them are negative. That's a lot of negativity going through your head. Think about how fabulous you would be if you reduce that. You know, everything that we think about, we see. Everything that bombards us, you know, with the technology these days, you know, we're constantly bombarded. It is all about negativity. And we need to let go of that. And we need to be positive. You know, we have an infinite amount of attention. And it's up to us to know how we want to focus it. So if we quiet our mind, then we're able to redirect our attention to the things that we most desire. And those will be the things that help us to manifest. But you know, when we look inward and we connect with our higher self, then we'll discover everything we could possibly need in life. You know, right now, we are in the middle of one of the most powerful and the most significant paradigm shifts that mankind has ever encountered. I mean, we're like at the end of 3D and just struggling and fighting like crazy to release 3D and move up to 5. You know, we're seeing a new world. Everybody is interconnected, and, you know, we're beginning to understand that a little bit more. And it's getting into consciousness. And one of the great things is that we are being told that, you know, more people are being connected and realizing this. And it's great, because science is even catching up with spirituality. So this is a great time. We are reaching so many people. And even through science and quantum physics, we're able to really validate everything, because it tells us that thoughts are real things. And so we need to really look at our thoughts and look at what's going on. You know, if your thoughts are constantly about something negative, you know, something that's dragging you down, then we need to start changing that. We need to change our level of consciousness to be more positive, because perception is reality. See, it always comes back to that. So if your perception of everything is that basically life's awful, life sucks, that's what you're going to get. That is exactly what life is going to give you, because that's what you're putting out. And according to the law of attraction, whatever you put out comes back to you tenfold. So just think about it. You have those 60,000 thoughts a day. 95% of them are negative. How many is that that's coming back to you? Even more negative. You know, that changes life a lot. Think about how horrible things would be if all of that came back to you. I mean, this is kind of the concept of karma. And we need to change this. We need to change our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions so that we can get to a higher level and a much more positive level. And that's where gratitude comes in. If you're grateful for everything that you have in life, even if it's not much, that changes your attitude and your perception. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the fact that you're grateful for it. And, you know, let's have another little analogy here. You know, God always, you know, they talk about how we are God's children. Okay? So, God's a parent. I'm His child. I have all sorts of things and wonderful things that God has given me, but I am a spoiled, bratty child, and I don't appreciate anything that He's given me. I'm throwing a fit about this. I'm throwing a fit about that. I don't like anything in my life. It's so awful. You know, everything's just horrible. I hate it all. Now, as a parent, do you think that God's going to go and spend His hard-earned energy, His hard-earned cash, on getting me something else? Something new to play with, since I don't appreciate and I've tossed aside everything else that He's done for me? Think about it. You know, if it's a parent child, that parent will probably pick the child up and go spank them. I think God does that too, but just in a different way. But you see, if we're not grateful for what we have, then what makes you think you're going to get something more? So you have to change your attitude. You have to change your perception. And it has to be more positive. So look at things from a different perspective. You know, when we do things, even if we're just thinking about, okay, this house has a lot of miles on it. You know, I live in an old farmhouse. It was built, I think, in the end of the 40s, maybe the early 50s. So it's pretty old. It's been through several families, and it's been through a few renovations. And then there was a time when it was used as a second home, so it wasn't taken care of quite as much. And then it was empty for several years before we bought it. Now, I can spend all of my time complaining about this house and about how much I dislike it. And I honestly, I did for a while. And then I thought, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. I'd like to have a new and different house that is better built, has more modern conveniences, has all these different things. But you know something? If I don't appreciate this house that has given me a roof over my head for the last 10 years, is given us a place for our family to have some wonderful and loving experiences, then how am I ever going to attract anything else positive if I don't appreciate what I have? Because what I do have is a house that is livable, that most people on this planet would, you know, give anything to live in. And it has incredible views. You know, it's on a nice, small piece of property. It has gorgeous views for miles and miles. There is a lot to be grateful for with this house. So I needed to change my perception of the house, because if I didn't, then I was never going to attract the ability or the possibility to have a new one. So you see, it's all about your perception. Now, I can complain about this house all day long. But what's that going to do to my energy? It's going to drop it down so that it is going to be so deep underground that I'm never going to get back up to the surface, much less reach the heights that it should be. I'm going to walk around every day piling on more negativity, more unhappiness, complaining about my house. And, you know, with all that negative energy, I'm never going to be able to manifest anything else. You know, you have to look at things differently. You have to change your thoughts. And once you do that, you change your life. When you start living with an attitude of gratitude, then positive things come along in your world. That's really the bottom line. You know, once I started changing my opinion and perception, things started changing. You know, I had the opportunity to do some other things that brought in more money so that we could make some changes to the house, so that we could, you know, do a little bit of remodeling, build things up a little bit, make things a little bit more convenient, better suited for us. You know, things started changing because I changed my attitude. And so that's really something that we have to focus on, because we have to be grateful for the things that we have. And, you know, even if, you know, there are people in this world who live in like large cardboard boxes, you know, that's all they have. We've seen people in, you know, metropolitan cities that are pushing all their belongings in a grocery cart. And I think, you know, my God, I just want to give them a hug and hold them and do whatever I can to help them. So when you think about things, think about the wonderful things that you have in your life. It may not be exactly perfect, but it's there and you have it and you need to be grateful for it. And then you can start manifesting and creating more. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that attitude of gratitude and how to keep it going.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
You're listening to OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
And welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and we've been talking about gratitude and changing the perception and the thoughts that we have in our mind. You know, when we walk around with an attitude of gratitude, then what we're doing is finding the joy in every day. You know, that's one of my favorite ways of manifesting, is finding that joy. You know, it's really very simple. The concept is a no-brainer. Be grateful for all you've been given. Say thank you each and every day. And what happens is that things start happening for us a little bit better. Now, the other catch is that we have to be open to receiving. And I learned this a few years ago, because I'm the person who goes and does everything for everybody else. You know, I'm the one that fixes stuff and takes care of things and plans events. And, you know, I'm the go-to person. I'm going to take care of it all for everybody. I don't want to bother or put anyone out for anything. You know, I'm never going to impose on anybody. So if even if they offer to help me, I generally say, no, you know, I've got this. You just go kick back and relax, or you go visit with everybody. You go have fun. Well, you know, I realize that that's like one of the worst things I could ever do to myself. Yeah, it's being nice in a way. But let's think about that from the other perspective. Okay, I'm not opening myself to receiving. I'm not allowing anybody to do anything for me. And then, of course, if I'm having a rough day or I need some help, then my feelings are hurt because nobody's offering to pitch in. Well, why? Because I've always turned it down for, like, you know, my entire life. So you have to be open to receiving. Otherwise, you're going to have a real problem with the whole manifestation process. So we do need to change that thought process. Now, take it in baby steps. You know, just go a little bit at a time and be open to receiving. You know, when you go and have lunch with somebody, don't break your arm grabbing the check this time. Now, that doesn't mean that you go and sponge off of everybody else. But it means that this time you actually receive and you take turns. I mean, it used to be the hardest thing in the world for me to do. I thought I was being nice. And I wasn't doing this to be something that I wasn't. I mean, this was genuine me trying to be nice. And then I realized that I was really hurting myself because I wasn't allowing myself to receive and I wasn't allowing anybody else to give. So it really shifts a lot of energy and it's excellent for us. But you know, when we do things for people, if we say thank you, you know, they say thank you, they show us they appreciate it, then we're going to do something for them again in the future. So why can't it be the same way with the universe? If we start, you know, receiving blessings, we should say thank you. You know, we should be thanking God in the universe more than anybody else for all of the wonderful blessings that we have. So we need to really change our thought processes. You know, the gratitude journal that I told you about, you know, about just listing those things that you're grateful for. It's a great way of not only remembering to say thank you, but it's also a fantastic record of all of the wonderful blessings that we have in our lives. You know, think about it. When you have a bad day, and we all do, look at that journal, look at that calendar, and see all of the incredible things that you have to be grateful for. And, you know, it doesn't have to be big things. We can be grateful for little things, too. You know, maybe I'm having a thought. You know, I'm having some conflict, trying to decide what to do. And then all of a sudden, I have a thought. And then I have a beautiful hawk flying by and calling out to me. Well, that usually tells me that's the right answer. So that's something to be grateful for, because I got an answer through nature. Most people would say, oh, yeah, there's a bird in the sky. That's nice. But you see, for me, it's an answer, and for me, it is something to be grateful for. So, you know, look for the little things, because the little things pile up and they become really big things. But you know, there are wonderful, huge, enormous things that we can be grateful for. You know, world peace, curing cancer, you know, curing famine, taking care of everybody. But, you know, those don't come around a whole lot. So we do have to look at the beautiful, smaller things in our lives. You know, if we walk by and see a flower blooming somewhere, or, you know, somebody just smiles and waves at us. Now, sometimes we can have blessings that are kind of what I refer to as being backhanded. And I have a great example of one. And it's so funny because after we moved into this property, there was this basketball goal in the driveway. And it blocked this beautiful view because, you know, you'd look at it and we're, you know, up and down on hills out here. So this basketball goal was blocking this gorgeous view that I had. And I kept telling my husband over and over again, I want to get rid of it. You know, please cut it down, do this, do that. And he was kind of like, eh, you know, grandkids maybe later, this or that. Well, one day he was out of town working. We had an enormous gust of wind come through. I heard a huge crash. And guess what? The basketball goal was down and it broke off perfectly at the concrete. So, I mean, nothing had to happen other than just picking it up, moving it, and, you know, taking it away. And it never blocked anything again. It was done. So you could lament over the fact that, well, the wind blew this basketball goal down, and, you know, this happened and that happened. But, you know, the thing is, it was a blessing because it helped move something that to me was unsightly. So we have to look at things all the way around and see where the blessings are. When we list them, then it changes our whole thought process so that we're much more positive and we're much more focused. And remember that no matter where you are or who you are or what's going on in your life, you receive at least one blessing each and every day, if not more. But what we need to do is remember them, appreciate them, thank God for them, thank the angels for them. And when you do that, you will be so surprised about how these blessings and all of these wonderful things just continue to grow and come your way. It's kind of like a snowball that rolls down the hill and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then eventually you're overwhelmed by this huge snowball of blessings. Now, we need to do this. We need to think differently and we need to share this with others. Because as we're receiving blessings, we need to be giving them out to other people. You know, they don't have to cost anything. I mean, it's not like you have to go out and buy somebody a house because you had something positive happen to you today, unless you want to do that. But, you know, we can smile at someone. We can wave to them. We can hold a door open. We can give somebody a hug. We can feed a homeless animal. We can feed a homeless person. I mean, anything. We can just give our time, our energy. You know, it's said that the smallest and kindest gestures are the ones that are the most needed and the ones that are most valued. And so we need to remember this so that we can share them with others. And we can share, you know, our gratitude. So remember that when you receive something, something happens for you, even if you get a good parking spot, when you're going to the grocery store or something, you know, I always thank the angels for that Because whenever I leave the house, I ask them, you know, hey guys, could I have like a good parking spot? And every single time I get one. So whenever I get to the grocery store and I pull into my spot, I always thank them for it. It's a great habit to get into because you're opening yourself up for more blessings and more wonderful things to come your way. And then you have the opportunity to share blessings with others. You know, that's the great thing about this. Because if something great happens to you, you know, let's just say that my neighbor just thinks I'm so wonderful and she decided to give me something just really fantastic. Now, obviously, I'm going to show gratitude and I'm going to thank her for the wonderful gift. I will eventually do something for her. But when the universe brings us something, what do? That's when we give to others and we share with them. Now, I want to thank everybody who's been with us today. And know that you're always in my thoughts and in my prayers. Now, next week, we're going to talk about archangels. You know, we've got like thousands of archangels, even though we've only heard of just a few. So we're going to talk about them and learn a little bit more about them and how they can help us. So come visit me on Facebook with Healing Light Online or on Twitter and on my website. Thank you again for being with us. I wish you much love, light, and